Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in virtual company of Zac Efron and Zendaya, among the protagonists of The Greatest Showman, the new musical film directed by Michael Gracey, coming out in theater and cinemas from December 20th. Since this movie is about performing in the very, like, in the largest sense of the word, you sing, you dance, you act. Have you had the chance to stop for a moment and think about your own experience in the show business? I think you can relate very well with this story.
Yes, I largely could relate to Philip in a number of ways. I think I saw Philip as this guy who had sort of achieved success in every sort of way possible. He had ticked all the boxes, so to speak. He had, you know, he has a claim, he has money, he's got, in theory, everything a man could really desire. Yet he still finds himself incredibly unhappy and unfulfilled. And, you know, they say it's very lonely at the top. Or there's a saying that says that. And really, it's when he meets P.T. Barnum that he realizes there's much more to life than what he's accomplished or what he has, material possession-wise. That there's love, and he finds it on the first day going with P.T. Barnum when he meets Ann Wheeler at the circus. And it's kind of taboo at the time, the relationship, but against all odds, they are able to sort of be together. So I really enjoyed that story, and I could kind of relate to it in different ways, which I won't really go into.
I know you were meant to jump into that.
Yeah.
It's very lonely at the top.
Yeah, no.
I think the biggest thing, I think, relating to my character for me was, and what drew me to the role was this relationship, this forbidden love, being told by the world who you're supposed to love. And I think it's so relevant now, and we still hear it, and it's sad, but it's still a thing. And for me, coming from an interracial relationship, I think it's so important to me that love and your heart should always be louder. And that should always be the thing that you follow. And I think that is shown up in so many different versions in this movie, but specifically, you know, in this love story, I think it's brave what they're doing, because, you know, if you think about the dangers of the time, you know, that it's dangerous to be together. You know, it's more of a risk physically, you know. So it's the constant battle of mind and heart. But I think we all go with heart in this room. So that's what really made me want to be here.
Zac, since you reached success with High School Musical, would you consider working on this film as going back to your roots, or, to quote the film, as going back home?
Was it more comfortable? I love musicals. That they're just it's something I was raised on. I literally watched Singing in the Rain yesterday during lunch.
It
happened to be on the movie selection here at the hotel. There's something about playing or portraying a character in a forbidden love story that is just in my blood. So, yeah, I really, I did love it.
Fifth?
It would be, I guess, yeah, my
fifth. Your
fifth
movie musical.
Fifth movie musical.
Yeah.
And then a lot of other stage ones that were not made. Like my 50th. That were never filmed or were on VHS tapes somewhere in my parents' house. but yes, it was coming home in a certain respect. Also, it was completely new and taken to a whole nother level by this group of people, and by Michael and Hugh and Zendaya. And there was a whole new set of challenges, which made it really fun.
Thank you, Zac Efron and Zendaya, among the protagonists of The Greatest Showman, coming out in cinema theaters from December 20th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.